Hey, it's Christine from Storyworthy. Sexual harassment has been in the news a lot recently. Today, comedian Ryan Doom shares his own story.
I was one of the only dudes there. Definitely one of the youngest. So I was getting a lot of attention. Wherever I walked, just women like checking me out. Which doesn't happen to me. Like, most of the time I don't walk around and get hit on. But this week, it was happening a lot. To the point where I started to get annoyed.
I hear you there. Then what happened?
Women kept on flirting with me, hitting on me, which I was flattered. And I'm very nice. It was draining for me because I was always polite. And that's over time. I was like, oh my God, I just wanted to be like, leave me the fuck alone. I never said that, but I had those thoughts in my head. And then I also thought, is this what it's like to be a hot girl?
Today on Storyworthy, comedian Ryan Doom shares his own personal story about sexual harassment. Hashtag MeToo is coming up in just a moment. Stay close.
Hello, my name is Ryan Doom. You're listening to Storyworthy.
My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California. Now, I'm so glad you guys tuned in today. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, welcome to Storyworthy. I hope you guys enjoyed the story last week with former NBA player turned author Paul Shirley. And Paul, if you heard it, you know that he talked about love and basketball in Spain. And I know you guys have heard thousands of stories about love and basketball in Spain, but you probably haven't heard Paul's story. So listen, go back, listen to it. It is a good one. He's a good guy. He really is. But not right now, because today I'm here with comedian Ryan Doon, and he brings forth the topic, hashtag Me Too.
Oh, geez.
It is very topical. I'll say that. And of course, hashtag Me Too is referring to the Twitter hashtag that Alyssa Milano, I believe, started,
yeah,
saying that, if you've been sexually harassed in any way or assaulted, just hashtag Me Too. That's it. Just simply that. We don't even necessarily need the whole story. Just hashtag Me Too. And I don't know any woman that didn't.
I think every person, every human has been sexually harassed.
Well, that's what's so interesting. I know that you're bringing forth this topic, and obviously there's nothing funny about it, but it is true that men, of course, get sexually harassed as well. And I did read quite a few male hashtag Me Toos, mm-hmm. but of course it was at first just women. But I have seen men be sexually harassed because, I don't know, something about a really good-looking guy.
Like me.
Like yourself.
By the way. I feel harassed right now.
Well, that's part of what I'm trying to do.
Just kidding.
Bring in the cameras. Joe, bring in the cameras. I have actually seen, from my own eyes, on a cruise ship, how they'll hire good-looking young men to dance with the older women.
Yeah.
One reason, of course, because there's a lot of older men who are dead, and the older women, women live longer than men. And right. So their husbands aren't with them, and they're single, as it were, on the ship. But they do hire these guys. They're like fluffers. So there are, how there are so many beautiful women? Well, there's not as many beautiful men in general. Do you believe that to be true?
Great question, and I'm not sure. I feel like I'm 33. I kind of feel like as a 33-year-old, there's more good-looking dudes at 33 than there are girls. Do you disagree?
I do disagree because I find that men can't get away with as much as women can. Because with women, we do hair and makeup and, our eyelashes, and people get all sorts of beauty treatments. Whereas men kind of have to get out of the shower and pretty much that's it.
This is me.
Right.
How do I look right now?
You're hot. I'm super
tired.
Hot.
I don't think I'm hot.
I'm tired. Tired hot.
I have a lot of sadness in my eyes right now. Do I?
But there's not a lot of Brad Pitts. That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of George Clooney's.
And then there's me, which I'm both.
But so I do feel like you know, those men specifically can get harassed. I mean, I guess everybody can, like you said. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is an interesting, it's an interesting topic. I'm anxious to talk to you about it. I keep laughing. It's not funny. It's just that you're a comedian, and yeah. I have a, and then I know that you're talking about a story on a ship, and it just reminds me of, you know, of these men that dance with women, you know, and they're all gay, of course, mm-hmm. you know, the guys, but the women, they don't care.
Right,
they
right.
They just want to be with these men. They want to touch them.
Yeah. So before we start, I just want to say that this is a, I have a light story. It's not like yeah. anything super serious.
No. Wait. Are you giving me a disclaimer?
I am worried about talking about sexual harassment and also being a guy saying like it happens to guys too. It's just such a hot topic.
Okay, interesting.
But I'm
don't
scared.
You think it's good to be talking about it? Don't you think it's a really worthwhile, you know, conversation to have? Like open things up.
Yes.
I know. Even with my daughter. Okay, the other night we're watching TV and a picture of Harvey Weinstein came on the screen, mm-hmm. you know, like on the news or whatever. And I covered my daughter's eyes and I basically just like turned her face toward mine. And I'm like, Alabama, you're so soft. And she goes, I know what you're doing, Mom. And I go, what? What am I doing? And she goes, you're trying to hide my face from TV. I know what he is. I know who he is. And I'm like, what do you know? And she goes, I know he's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And I go, and then I had to have the sexual harassment talk with her.
Yeah.
Of course, I had already had it because of our president. So we'd already had to discuss, right. you know, grabbing the pussy. That was, of course, when she was 9. Now that she's 10, we're in full-on sexual harassment. No, but I think the conversations are good to have.
They are, yes. But me, I guess I'm just scared about talking. I will talk about it.
We're doing it, man. We're doing it. All right, you guys, before we get to Ryan's story, I did want to remind you to head over to my website at storyworthypodcast.com. And, you know, there's all sorts of things there because I updated. That's why. Because I put, there's a little bit of effort, Ryan. You know, people go here and then I go just a little above it.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I know. And don't forget to subscribe to Storyworthy on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And, okay, so he's here right now, you guys. Ryan Doon is a very successful comedian, and he does a lot of amazing sketches online. He has a great YouTube channel. He was also a huge Vine star. And he had like 4 million followers, which is really a big, big number. I don't know. I can't wait to hear what that's like when that all of a sudden you have that and then technology changes. It's just the craziest yeah. goddamn thing. I can't even imagine. Ryan is best known, you guys, for the movie Holiday Breakup and Nobody's Looking. And he has a very entertaining podcast that I've been listening to quite a bit called I'm Sorry, Dad. And it's available wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can follow him on Twitter at Rydoon, Rydoon. All right, you guys, wherever you are, put your hands together for Ryan Doon.
Hello. It's me, Rydoon. By the way, Rydoon, stage name. My full name is Ryan Muldoon. I got stuck with Rydoon because... All right, so I was applying to nursing schools. I was 28. I'm 33 now. Applying to nursing schools, and Vine came out. I was doing stand-up. Vine came out, and I was like, fuck, these nursing schools are going to search me, and I'm making these weird videos. I got to choose like a stage name, so I chose Rydoon. Then Vine became a thing. I became a thing, too, I guess. And now I'm stuck as Rydoon, but it's okay.
I love it. I really do.
It was my AIM screen name in high school. Rest in peace, AIM, and rest in peace, Vine.
Because people do call you Rye. I've called you that many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. I like it.
If people call me Rye, it means we're friends.
Mm.
So you call me Rye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we're friends.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Okay, great. And your friends, Wheat and Sourdough.
What'd you say, Sourdough?
And your other friend, Wheat. Thank you.
Well, that took me a minute.
Yeah, well, you're hungover.
I am hungover, yes. My voice is 3 octaves deeper than it normally is. And I could cry at any moment. JK. But thank you for having me. Okay, so we got to cut back to like 3 years ago. I like to do voices. 3 years ago, Vine was still hot. I still do brand deals. That's how I make a living. Like brands will hire me to make videos for them. And I post it on my socials. So I got a brand deal. I don't want to say who it was for. Because this is a sexual harassment story. I don't want to drag them. I got hired to go on a cruise from Miami to Mexico and back. And I was just making vines on the cruise ship. just so happened that most people on the cruise were like 50 plus women. I think it was like a special, it was a very special trip for most of them. Like, I'm being crazy. I'm on a cruise. I never go on vacation and here I am. So it was like all women. I was one of the only dudes there. Definitely the like one of the youngest. So I was getting a lot of attention. Wherever I walked, just women like checking me out, which doesn't happen to me. Like most of the time I don't walk around like and get like hit on. But this week it was happening a lot to the point where I started to get annoyed. Just like women kept on flirting with me, hitting on me, which I was flattered. And I'm very nice. It was draining for me because I was always polite. That's over time. I was like, oh my God, I just wanted to be like, leave me the fuck alone. I never said that, but I had those thoughts in my head. And then I also thought like, is this what it's like to be a hot girl? Because I know like hot women get hit on almost nonstop. I've seen it. I've had girlfriends that where guys are checking them out. They'll hit on my girlfriend in front of me. I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? So I was like, wow, this is what it's like to be a hot girl. And it's really annoying. And I thought, maybe this is why girls can be a little bit mean to guys. Because they're fed up with being hit on and sexualized nonstop. I could be wrong. But I just thought, like, maybe this is somewhat what it's like. So I'm getting hit on a lot. People, whenever I have a moment to myself, I get approached. I'm just like, God damn it, I just want to be alone. But I'm on a fucking boat. I can't be alone. There was one instance when one woman just would not leave me alone, hitting on me. At one point, she like knocked a drink. She made me spill a drink on myself. And that's when I was like, listen, you need to leave me alone. I'm sorry. I started to feel bad. I was like, you got to leave me alone. It's like, I'm so annoyed. But then I started to feel bad. I was like, but you are so hot. Like if I was in a different place in my life, I would totally hook up with you. Like, I think you're super hot, but I can't do this. So please leave me alone. But in my head, I want to be like, get the fuck out of here. Anyways, cut to like 3 hours later. I'm on just the balcony of the ship. Everyone went to bed, except for the youngins, me. But I'm 33, I'm not that young. But I just started talking to this girl, making her laugh and stuff. We start to kiss. And I'm like, all right, sweet. I might get laid tonight. That's so douchey to say. But we start making out. Then things get a little hot and heavy. I start to, you know, like, touch her a little bit. I touch her neck a little bit. Not in, like, a choking way, just, like, a sensual way. But when I'm touching her neck, I think I feel an Adam's apple. So, and so I think, oh man, am I making out with a dude? Then in my head, like, but gender is a choice. So even if she has an Adam's apple, she's a woman. And during those thoughts, I'm losing interest. She can tell something's wrong. So she stops kissing me. She's like, what's going on? And I was like, then I made up a story in my head to make her, I wanted to ask her if she was a guy, but but in a polite way. But I'm an awkward person, so I made it awkward. I just made this up. I was like, I'm sorry. It's just like 2 weeks ago I was making out with a girl. Turns out she was a guy. Isn't that crazy? So then I was like, now I think everyone's a guy, which is a weird thing to say. And she was like, hold on. You think I'm a guy? And in that moment, I was like, oh, no, oh my God. I just completely insulted her sexual. I just insulted her so much. I was like, no. I know you're a woman. It's just like, I'm paranoid. And I just think everyone's a guy. So then it was just extremely awkward. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I know that's so insulting. I just completely insulted your womanhood. God, forgive me, please. Then she said, like, it's okay, just buy me a drink. So she wasn't a dude, she was an alcoholic.
Okay, wait, so you bought her a drink?
Well, everything was closed, so...
So what did you do?
We just said goodnight, and I went to my room and jerked off.
That is so awkward, Ryan.
I know.
That is so... Did you see her then the next day on the ship?
Yeah.
How many people were on the ship? I got to get a picture of the boat.
It was a small boat. It was like 400 people.
That is small.
Yeah.
So you essentially do see everybody on the ship.
Oh, yeah.
And you're making these little videos. What? Give me an example of a video. Because these, of course, are 6 seconds long for Vine.
Yep.
So give me an example.
So I do a character named Kathy. So I was like walking around on this ship dressed as a woman, ironically.
Yeah, wait. Wait a second, Ryan. Are you serious right now?
I wasn't walking around nonstop. There was just like an hour during one
and
day.
And what were those clothes like?
Kathy is 46 years old, twice divorced. She likes cheesecakes, walk and talks, and margarita. She's from Boston, so she says margarita.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm wearing a pink sweatshirt, pink tights, and a black wig, and also black framed glasses.
So it's like cruise wear for a woman from Boston going on a cruise.
I guess so.
Leisure wear.
I fit right in when I was in character.
Yeah, and because they wear matching like suits.
Yeah.
Like a different, they get like a different tracksuit, pantsuit for each day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's okay. But so that's, you do see the irony, right? Because now you're okay, fine. So now
that's really funny, actually. I didn't think of that until now.
So then what would happen with a video? So how long would it take to do 1 6-second video?
It could take up to a few hours. Although I had a thought out idea for one of the videos. I did two vines. One of them was just like, I'm on a cruise. Oh, yeah, forget it. I made a dick joke, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's go grab a stiff cock. And then I looked at the camera and I said, tail?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I just think it's funny for that character thinks it's whenever she loves to be bad, in quotes.
Right.
So for her to say, let's go grab a stiff cock, tail.
Right. That's like,
it was like, oh my, play. I can't believe I just said
right.
that.
That's very humorous for her. Exactly. How clever. Right.
Yeah.
Now, would you have that particular vine sponsored because it's sort of dirty? Would it get sponsored though?
I didn't have to. I could post that because it was like a disguised ad. Like I didn't have to do any hashtag ad. It was like I got paid, but it was never on paper.
I see.
I can't. It's hard to explain.
Wait, how many vines a day would you post on this cruise?
Just like one.
Just one a day, one vine.
Less than that.
Even. Isn't that interesting that I don't think people realize, of course, Vine is gone now, but when it was around, it was 6 second videos, and then it could take a whole day to produce, think it out, write it, etc. One vine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
I've spent hours on just one vine.
That is so interesting. I don't think people realize that at all.
Yeah, I guess not.
And because you think it through the whole way, you think you have to really have like a whole story arc in this one little, in mm-hmm. 6 seconds.
And back in the day when Vine first came out, you couldn't edit. So like you would press record.
And that was it.
And that's it. You can't go back.
It's a lot of time.
So I did one Vine about like calling shotgun in a car, where I call shotgun at the same time as my friend. Then we race to the car.
Right.
And I was just never satisfied with the last clip. It was my acting. I was like, sorry, guys, we've got to do it again.
Yeah.
So we'd have to do the whole thing again. My friend, like, tackling me. We're sprinting to a car. It's like we did it so
again
many times.
Again and again and again. 6 seconds is a lot longer than people realize.
That's right. So, yeah.
Which is why feature films often take basically a minute a day. So they get about a minute a day. They shoot for 14 hours or 12 hours at least, and they get about a minute of film.
It's crazy.
Maybe a minute and a half. Because if it takes like a 60-day shooting schedule, what is that, 2 minutes a day? No, it's not an hour and a half movie.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can't do math. Don't, you know, I didn't bring you here to talk about math.
Neither can I.
Okay, let's talk about this sexual harassment thing, because it is serious, obviously, and I do totally believe you that you were sexually harassed.
And it was never anything blatant, like I want to fuck you. Come on, let's fuck.
Right.
It was just like, you know, women just like touching
being looked
my...
looked at.
Yeah, and like also like touching my chest. And it, like they thought it was funny to like grab me.
Like, oh, you like this. Or, you know, like, oh, this is, you must love this. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, no, actually, it's really offensive and you're in my space.
And like pinching my butt. And then they look at their girlfriends and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
I was like, stop, please.
Did you say stop, please, or no?
With one woman, I told her, like, you gotta leave me alone. I wasn't like, you're sexually harassing me. It was just like, I was like, dude, leave me alone, please.
But how long did it take you to get to that point? Had she had already obviously said some other things, or?
Yeah, it was mostly just, oh yeah, oh my God. She's probably going to listen to this, actually.
Look, as long as she likes Storyworthy on Apple Podcasts, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what it takes.
Just rate and review.
It. That's it. Spill it.
Yeah, we took a picture on the cruise. It was like a, there was like a photographer just taking, I don't know, pictures where you could, and it said like, cruise. I don't want to say who it was sponsored by. It was like, sponsored cruise. And it was like a memory thing. You could develop the picture and put it on your fridge.
Sure.
So we took a picture. It was such an awkward picture. It's just, I don't know, just her like, with her hand on my chest, and she's just being very flirtatious, which I was flattered by, but
it was unwanted.
It was
unwanted.
Yes, but I didn't, at that time, I didn't tell her, like, hey, I don't want to do this. I was just like, sure, let's take a pic.
Well, so then you understand when people, women are hashtagging me too. It's not that it happened today. It's that it happened 20 years ago, 50 years ago, yesterday, this morning, 10 years ago. It doesn't really matter the length of time. It's that we let it go all the time.
Yeah.
We always let it go. Nobody says a fucking word.
Hmm.
It happens every day. And very rarely does a woman turn around and say, hey, you know what? That was inappropriate. People
right.
don't say that. People say it more, I think, than they used to. But it needs to get to that point where, you know, people say, hey, that's racist. You can't say that.
Right.
It kind of has to be that way with sexual harassment. Like, you got to turn around and say, what are you doing? But we don't. Women don't do that. We just let it go, let it go, let it go. And it's gross. And I've traveled extensively and I've actually found it a lot worse in some other countries.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if, I've heard, especially like Italy. I've heard
Italy dudes are
pretty
interesting.
Gross.
Interesting you should say that. Yeah, there's a lot of groping. I was groped on a bus in Italy.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, that's that in Rome. Yeah. And then, of course, I was in the Middle East, in India, and in Oman and Dubai, and it's, you know, it's very much like that.
I will say, though, I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the good guys.
Yeah, I know you are.
And
I know you are.
The assholes ruin it for the nice guys.
Well,
because if I talk to a girl at a bar,
right.
I'm not going to do anything creepy. It's just like, if I think a girl's pretty, I'll be like, maybe I can talk to her and
sure.
I can make her laugh. But oftentimes girls are very standoffish. And I think it's because they're approached by assholes.
Yeah, men do ruin it. Absolutely. I agree. But, you know, that's true for so many things that are politically correct or politically incorrect, I guess I should say. But don't you think, like, words are so powerful and actions are so powerful? It's like if it's offensive to leer at a woman or make a remark, then how is it offensive for that person to then turn around and use their words and say that's inappropriate? Like, we should be able to do that,
right?
Wait, I'm trying to make it like, okay, the Atlanta Braves, right? Didn't they want them to change their name? Or hasn't there been a lot of different baseball teams and basketball teams that have had to change their name because it was offensive to Native Americans?
Well, yeah, especially the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins.
That's
well,
like
they should change their name, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a racial slur.
It is a racial slur. So in other words, we have progressed. You know, we don't say the N-word. We don't do certain things. So we're progressing. Well, now we have to stop sexual harassment. We have to be able to say, turn around and say, stop. And that's the conversation I had with my daughter last week when we had to look at Harvey Weinstein. You know, it was kind of like Alabama. You know that if somebody touches you, somebody makes a remark at you, somebody leers at you, you turn around and you say, what do you want? You know, what is your problem? Like, we all have to use our voice. I feel like it would slow things down, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It would stop. Maybe sexual harassment would stop. I mean, I think this Me Too campaign has done a lot of good, don't you?
I do, but it's hard. Because I think maybe some guys are such assholes that if a girl confronted them, it might make them more angry. But that's not cool. That would make women afraid to...
Yeah, but see, other men can chime in. That's the idea, is that another man, if he witnesses this, he can say, hey, yeah, she's right. What are you doing?
You like fucking creep.
You fucking creep. And another thing is, you know, it's so easy to witness sexual harassment. Like, if you aren't personally sexually harassed for whatever that reason is or wherever you live, stop in a grocery store and look around and watch a so-called good-looking woman walk through and watch other people look at her, men and women. people do really respond to somebody who is especially good looking or that stands out. And since, you know, the beautiful people, there's only 22 of them, you know, they do really stand out, like in a grocery store, anywhere.
Yeah. I remember when I first, my first girlfriend in college, that's when I started to realize how much girls get stared at.
Yeah.
I'd walk around with her, just like dudes in a car, just like just staring at her, even like in not breaking eye contact with her ass. I was like, wow, wait a minute. Guys do that?
Because
I don't.
So bold.
I mean, I like to look at beautiful women, but I feel like a creep. Like if I catch myself like staring at a girl, I'm like, oops.
People are very creepy. Bold, man. You know?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm too subtle. Maybe that's why I'm single. I should start sexually harassing girls.
Here's something I also wanted to say. I feel like that whole thing about you on the ship and that girl and everything, you know, all the bars were closed, there was nowhere to go. That's very age appropriate. You know, you're single, you're whatever you are, 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
That's very age appropriate. I don't think that that's, I mean, because of the cruise you were on, I see how the balance was,
yeah,
you know, of who was on the ship.
And this girl that I was kissing and I thought was a dude, she was my age too.
Why did you, just because of her neck? I don't understand. Maybe.
I thought she had an Adam's apple. And then I just started to get, I don't know, I just, one thought led to another.
Yeah. Were you drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that could have been.
We were both intoxicated.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think that was an Adam's apple. What do I do? Like I said, one thought led to another. And yeah. I thought I might fuck a dude that night, but didn't.
No, it's you put a stop to it. You definitely put a stop to it.
Oh, I sure did.
So was that fun, those cruises in general? Was it a good time?
In retrospect, yes. During it, I learned that I don't enjoy cruises. That was my first cruise. I don't like the structure because mm-hmm. it was like announcements. Okay, everybody, 11 a.m., I don't know, I'll call it bingo. There was no bingo, right. But...
No, I get it, I get it.
Bingo starts at 11 a.m.
Make your own Sunday on the promenade deck. Yeah. You know?
I got so cynical, because like, I would watch people cheer, like, yay, bingo! And then in my head, I'd be like, fuck bingo. You're all fucking losers.
It really does, like, make you get down into, like, a small society of a certain amount of people. Whether that's on a smaller ship of 400 or a larger ship of 4,000... You know, the social structure kind of all shakes down.
Yeah.
And if you're a cynical person, which, you know, you're a comedian, so of course you are, it's definitely, it's hard to, like, bite into the whole thing. Like, you kind of have to go, if you go on a cruise, you kind of have to, like, put yourself in the mindset. You know, like, you got to just take that water slide and go with it.
Guess
drink
so.
That margarita and go down the slide.
Yeah, man. Oof.
You gotta swallow it.
I became an asshole in my own head. I was like judging. I was like, everyone was like, most people were unhealthy.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, well, dude, fucking, what are you doing with your life? Take care of yourself.
I know.
Fucking loser.
Isn't that funny? Listen, my first husband was a musician and he played on Disney cruise ships. And one time I went down to visit him, you know, outside of Florida, or, you know, one of the port towns in Florida, and went to the Bahamas. And it was so cheesy, and it was like called the Big Red Boat, and it was so bad, I couldn't believe it. I was like shaking, like it was so stupid, and so, it was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nightmare. Of course, I had no children at the time. You know, it wasn't the right fit for me whatsoever.
Right.
So maybe there's a thing about that too. Like that wasn't the right fit for me.
Oh, now, totally.
Recently, a couple years ago, I went on these two cruises on Regent Cruise Lines, which is super high end. But again, a lot of really people, not really my people, because they were older, Republican, white,
mm-hmm.
old, and rich. And that, you know, so maybe like it depends on the cruise we're on. So maybe we need a comedian's stoner cruise. That's my point.
Totally. And there's a cruise happening right now, Impractical Jokers cruise.
And what? And that's a comedian's cruise ship?
Yeah.
Can you have weed? Can you smoke weed?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And there's like theme cruises, like the band 311. They have a cruise. I think like several bands, like,
yeah,
we're
Melissa
doing a cruise.
Melissa Etheridge has a cruise.
That's where I should go. I need to be on the Melissa Etheridge group.
You'd still get hit on, though.
I would come to her window. Hey-o!
Hey, listen, I got to think quickly. If you're brave and crazy, you know.
Is that the next line?
Thank you.
Oh,
no, that was Melissa Etheridge's, I think her second album was Brave and Crazy.
Oh, all right.
And you know, to this day, It holds up. It's so good. Yeah, totally holds up.
I know that. All I know is, come to my window.
And do you remember the video that accompanied that? It was with Juliette Lewis, and she was like, you know, all like in strife in this like room. It was like not a prison, but it was like a cement walled room, and she was, you know, in complete despair, and she was just pacing back and forth, and you know, the music is playing, and mm-hmm. it was great.
And there was no windows in
that
room?
No, there was one window, of course. Of course. God, go back and look. You've got to go
back. I've never seen it.
Ryan.
I was just a wee little boy when that song came out.
See, that's the age difference. I'm referring to Melissa Etheridge, and she was like a contemporary, or she is a contemporary of mine. All right, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Was this good?
It was super fun. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean,
this happened so fast.
What else can we say about, I mean, is there something else you wanted to talk about regarding the, is there something else you want to talk about regarding the whole sexual harassment thing? I mean, I don't want to go, look, I've been sexually harassed. I was raped when I was 15.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been through a lot of things.
I'm sorry.
You should be. But it's been, when I look back over my life, I've been sexually harassed thousands of times.
Right.
So, like, to me, this Me Too, it is inspiring to see all these women standing out, but I'm definitely not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I feel like, is anyone surprised?
Yeah, maybe not.
I guess I'm surprised that we're just talking about it more now.
What do you think that is, besides the hashtag?
I think it's because of social media. Now we're able to see a lot more of people's thoughts. And everything's more exposed. I don't mean exposed in like a negative term, but literally everything is more visual. Like we're able to read way more stories than we ever were. Like in the 90s, like there was just the news.
Right. Okay. So that's what it really comes down to, right? I mean, because it is happening.
It's being reported.
It's always happened. I mean, if Clinton was in the White House with social media, who knows the tapes that would have come out. I mean, Linda Tripp, She wired Monica Lewinsky, correct? Like she got audio on her.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine if there was social media around and if she had had cameras?
Yeah, right.
But now we do, and we have this president who amplifies everything.
Grab her right in the pussy. I can't believe
it's so. Listen, the fact that I had to have those conversations with my daughter at 9, even what the word is, the slang,
was
so upsetting as a parent. I mean, really?
Yeah, you had to say the word pussy to your daughter.
I tell my daughter daily, honey, we are living in bizarro times. Like, this is not normal. What's going on? Like, I try really hard to have these conversations with her, you know? And she says, I know, Mom. I know, Mom. I mean, before this clown was in the White House, she only knew Barack Obama.
Right.
She only knew hope and change and positive things. That's all she knew. And growing up in this bubble, which is glorious, she didn't know that there's racism in America. She didn't realize.
Right, right.
She didn't realize there was so much sexual harassment. And now we have to talk about it.
Isn't that crazy? It's so crazy that Trump is our president.
It's not like funny. Wasn't there a soldier that recently got released from Afghanistan, and he didn't believe anybody. He's been away for 5 years. He's been kidnapped for 5 years.
I haven't heard this.
And they told him Trump was president. And he didn't believe him.
Fuck. He's like, yeah, right. Come on.
I'm going back.
The evil rich guy. I think about Trump when I was a kid. I was like, oh, it's the richest man in the world. I thought he was. I was like, oh, it's the rich asshole guy. Now he's our president. I'm like, what the fuck?
So when I was a flight attendant, I had Marla Maples on my flight, who was, of course, his second wife. And she was as sweet as can be. But all I could think of was like, you're married to the Donald. Like, she's the woman who, Donald Trump was married to Ivana at the time and purposefully took Ivana and Marla Maples to Aspen Mountain in Aspen skiing on the exact same day. So he was with Ivana and Marla skied up. I mean, it was so set up.
Jesus.
And the two women, you were too young to remember this.
Yeah.
It was really a big deal, like 95, 96, maybe 94, or something in there. And the two women had like had a confrontation on the slopes in Aspen. And it's so dated now when I think about like their ski outfits and stuff, like the powder blue ski outfit.
Sweet. I love it.
Super sweet. But anyway, so he was like a slime bag back then. So I meet Marla Maples and I'm thinking, you know, she's got to be just a knucklehead. But she was actually so kind and so sweet. And,
yeah.
You know, I guess why not? Melania probably is too.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I mean, he's a powerful dude.
But I mean, even Ivanka, if you meet her, it's not like she's going to be like, "You're an asshole, Ryan Dunn. I heard you, you know, you look at my Adam's apple." I mean, she's not going to be, right?
Right. Hmm. So where do we go from here?
I'm just saying they're nice people. they're evil underneath.
Yeah. And they're probably with him because of, you know, money, so, power.
So hopefully something's going to change. You know, you wake up every morning, you look at Twitter. Who knows? You could tell me that there's been another mass shooting, or you could tell me that Donald Trump was assassinated, or you could tell me anything, and I would say, okay, because anything could happen anymore.
Right.
And hopefully this presidency will end. And in the history books that now our children have to read about him, hopefully it'll say 2017 to 2017.
Right. Jesus.
But then what? Mike Pence?
Right. I know.
And mother?
I feel like we shouldn't have a president. It's an outdated system. We have a king. The president is kind of like a king. Come on.
Well, that's what's going on here. That's what he wants. No, he wants an authoritative. Like, he wants an authoritative. How do you say it?
Dictatorship. Authoritative.
He wants a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks at Kim Jong-il and is jealous, don't you think?
Yeah.
Kim Il-jun, which
King,
one?
King Jong-un.
King Jong-un?
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to keep all these leaders straight.
Right.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. I think your comedy is brilliant, really.
Oh, thanks.
Your impressions are really funny. You played Shotgun Story with us recently, and you were great. You were so funny.
I had so much fun.
Did you?
That was a good night. That was 2 days after I got dumped. And wow. To get laughs from an improvised story made me feel so good.
You needed that.
Yeah, and I constantly do. That's why I do stand-up.
Listen, another girl's going to come along. I know you went through a recent breakup, but listen, another girl is right around the corner.
Is she nice? It's hard to find a nice girl.
I don't believe that. I really don't. What do you mean? Who's not nice? If somebody's not nice, you're not going to give them your time.
Right.
Right? Of course they're nice. That's a given. If when you break up with somebody and somebody says to you, "Oh, that's too bad, Ryan. You know, she was such a nice girl." You have to say, "Well, of course she was nice."
Right, yeah.
But it just, you know, she is obviously not through other things, and, you know, it's just true. Heartbreak. It's sad, but it's just heartbreak.
Yeah.
You'd have to swallow it and then know that time heels and all that bullshit.
That's, I know. I'm just thinking like, all right, it's been 3 weeks.
It's nothing.
It's like, no, this will go away. But then it's a sad thought to think like I'll get over her. By the way, I wasn't in love, so that helps so much.
I think you might have been.
I think I love her.
I'm so sorry. there's just no getting around heartbreak. And that's why there are so many songs written about love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm actually posting a video right after this. It's all about the breakup. And it's this video is so personal to me that I'm scared to post it because I think like, is this just a weird video?
What's it about?
It's about her. It's about my ex-girlfriend breaking up with me.
I know, but what are we looking at?
It's like documentary style, and I do voiceovers like Drunk History.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. So it starts with like, "My name's Ryan, and I'm heartbroken. Like, it all started when she dumped me. She said, 'Rye, your husband material.' This is what happened. She was like, 'I like you so much. I could marry you. I know I can already tell you're the guy.'
Mm-hmm.
And that's freaking me out. I need to be single. I need to figure my shit out." So in the story, a friend tries to snap me out of it. He slaps me in the face. He's like, "Get over her." He's like, you're too good for her. She likes fuck boys. And then I have a realization in the sketch. I'm like, that's it. I'll just be a fuck boy. So then in the sketch, I become an asshole. And then I go back to her and she's like, "Hey, what's up, girl?" She's like, "Oh my God, Rye, you look different." I was like, "Yeah, I look worse."
Ryan, you're angry.
Am I angry?
It's a little bit. It's a funny sketch, though. I mean, I think it's funny. And it also is very real, and it's a moment.
That was such a funny response. Ryan, you're angry.
But you're a little angry. That's okay. You know, look, you're a creative person, and these are wonderful outlets, honestly. I mean, you're not like, you know, drinking too much or doing too many drugs or any desperate things. Like stalking her. You're not going after her. You've let her go. You understand to accept it.
Yeah.
She's 26. What she's doing is age appropriate. You know,
are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's on. It's in, man. This is all happening.
Well, then let me say her first and last name and her address Just kidding.
You're so funny. Listen, you are really a great talent, and know that whatever you're feeling is going to come out in amazing creative ways, and then something else will happen, and that'll be yesterday's news. But in the meantime, just accept that, you know what I'm feeling? A little bit of heartbreak.
I've been wanting to cry. I haven't cried. I want to cry.
Well, it don't would feel do it good. On this show, man.
Let's
don't,
do it.
Don't bring it down. Hey, listen, you guys, we're going to wrap it up right now. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Why don't you let Ryan know that you feel sorry for him and that you liked his story and that you think he has a nice ass, and tweet him over on Twitter at Rydoon, R-Y-D-O-O-N. And, of course, follow me over there as well at Storyworthy. I want to thank everybody over at Wondery Media, including Anand Lopez and everybody on the Wondery team. And on behalf of the very talented Rydoon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Christine Blackburn, saying make it a story worthy of you. The life force of the rear that you can follow me.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.